Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Who are you?
I am assistant to Sergei Tkachenko, the head of mission. Mm-hmm. He asked me if I could translate for him.
Oh, okay. I asked him, where are you right now?
We are in Kishinev.
Are you at the airport or...?
No, we are going to the airport at the moment.
And can you tell me again, who are the people who are blocked in the airport?
There are 11 Georgians. Спрашивают, кто это заблокирован в аэропорту? 11 Georgians.
Why did they come to Moldova?
They came to monitor parliamentary elections as part of our mission. Mm-hmm. We are European Network of Election Monitoring Organizations, NMO.
And when did they come? At what time?
This morning by Turkish Airlines flight around 11 o'clock from Istanbul. We are from Tbilisi via Istanbul.
And what happened? Why they are blocked in the
air? Yes, simply the Moldovan border troops are not allowing them in the country. And they have not given us reasons, but... Они же не объяснили нам, почему? Нет, they have not given us reasons.
And what are they doing right now? They are just waiting?
They are blocked until very last moment. Until now, they have not been provided water or food. Only very recently, they were given water. Yes, but they are being told that they need to leave Moldova with the next flight. So the Turkish Airlines flight again to Istanbul will be only tomorrow. So if nothing happens, they will stay. At the airport overnight.
But do they need visa or something to?
No. Georgians people, even if they are not, they are this non-visa. They can come in as tourists absolutely without any problem.
But they do have accreditation from commission?
Yes, they are here on invitation from Central Election Commission. Mm-hmm. On invitation.
Uh-huh. And they are also accredited?
No, the accreditation issue is being considered only today. But before, on July 22nd, the Central Election Commission of Moldova gave us an invitation. 240 observers of our mission to observe elections, including 11 Georgians.
Only 50 of those got the accreditation, right?
They have not officially, formally, they don't have accreditation with them. Yes. But even if they were not observers, even if they were just simple tourists, it's a political decision not to allow them inside Moldova. It's absolutely a scandal. I mean... They could be here in Moldova as plain citizens. Yes.
Okay, I understood. Okay, thank you very much. Can I call you again if I'll have more questions?
Yes. But please cite Sergei Tkachenko because I'm speaking on his behalf, head of mission.
Okay, you're speaking. Okay, and
Sergei Tkachenko, head of mission.
Head of mission.
Also, European Network of Election Monitoring Organizations, NMO.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.